You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Where'd you get those clothes you're wearing today?
Kohl's.
I'll give you one guess. You nailed it.
Kohl's?
I think these are Kohl's. Yeah, I know the jeans are. I'm not sure about the shirt. Hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty easy when it comes to the wardrobe.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been much more casual the last couple of years. Not today, though. Today, this is...
You're all tucked.
These are tucked in today. Nordy's pants, and this is a Banana Republic shirt.
Oh, see, you win.
I like the BR.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking on Friday, and we found out that there are more than a few men out there who never, let me underline that word.
Never, ever?
Never buy their own clothes.
Yeah, they send the lady out in their life to do all the shopping for them. I wonder if these same guys like wake up in the morning with their clothes all set out for them like I do for the kids. Here's what you'll be wearing today.
Garanimals.
These shoes go with this belt.
Shannon is one of these. She tells us that her father... How long have your parents been married? Like 30 years, roughly, give or take? 30 years of marriage. The next... bit of clothing that her dad buys will be the first bit of clothing her dad has bought since they got married. Yeah. In other words, he has not gone out and purchased one item of clothing for himself since the mid-80s.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's so
is
funny.
It, though?
I think you get to a point where you don't really care about your wardrobe, and you know what you look good in, or you just know what you like. And if you're with somebody forever and they know what you look good in and they know what you like, send them to the store.
Hmm.
Hey, while you're at Costco, pick me up some jeans, you know?
You know my size.
You know my size. You know what I like. Why not? I'm leaning towards this. I thought it was a little bit ridiculous on Friday when we were talking about this, you know, planning the show. But now that I've had the weekend to think about it, how great. How, like, stress-free. And we don't want to go to a store and shop. I don't want to shop anymore, Dom.
I kind
of
like,
and wander around.
I like clothes shopping, except I'm very, very speedy at it.
We were in an H&M this weekend, and I did a quick once through in the H&M, and I'm like, I do not belong in here.
No, you don't belong
at
there.
At all. I don't.
Not in there.
So get me my pair of Levi's at Kohl's and a nice button-up shirt and call it done. Anybody... You could have no eyes and be able to pick out my wardrobe.
I had to laugh. I get the little mailer because I shop quite often at Nordstrom, and I get their emails, right? And I got one the other day that said, hey, we have such and such sale going on of Levi's jeans, and it made me do a double take. I thought, wait a minute, Levi's at Nordy's?
They're really slumming it.
Hold on a second. I clicked on them. $235.
Levi's makes those?
Levi's.
What?
It said
they're up in their game.
And I'll say
it's just denim.
I know, it's riveted denim.
My goodness.
It was like 200 and something bucks.
Is the thread made out of like
for Levi's
hair from a baby seal or something?
Alpacas.
Alpaca hair?
They're alpaca jeans. Like, I don't think I would want... First of all, I don't like buying clothes for other people, even if it's birthday, Christmas. I can be in a relationship for someone for 5 years, and I stay away from buying them clothes, because to me, that is such an intimate, personal purchase.
It is, but once again, you like when you know their size, and you know what they like, boom, boom, done. You know? They know what stores. Like, you could go to Cabela's and buy me anything, and I'd be like, all right.
As long as it's camo flannel.
Something like that. Yeah, you know? So I think it's great. I think it's really great.
Hey, Shannon, come in here for just a second. Do you mind? I don't know what. First of all, I have to. There's one question before we ask her anything else, and that is, what is that on top of your head? What are you wearing?
It's a headband.
It's a headband.
It's just a headband.
With a little bow on it. It's like a bow tie on top of your head.
It was a questionable purchase. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
even you doubt it.
I think we just answered your question.
Why doesn't your dad buy his own clothes?
He just doesn't want to go to the store. He doesn't want to go shop for him. Yeah, he's like, even if he needs new tennis shoes or something, he's like, you know... what size I am, what tennis shoes I like, get me those same white sneakers. I'll see you at home later.
He buys plain white sneakers.
Yeah, he's.
Oh no.
He's a great guy though.
With his jeans and his t-shirt tucked into his jeans, he's that guy.
Not tucked in.
Without a belt.
Without a belt.
He tucks his t-shirts into his jeans. Where's on the white sneakers?
That's horrible. It's worst look ever.
If you're listening, Dad, I'm sorry.
Hey.
With like black socks.
And I was talking to my aunt about this yesterday too, because she buys all of her husband's clothes, and she does it because she likes to dress him. She likes to make him look good.
How many women listening to the show want to dress their husband or boyfriend because they can't stand it, but he won't let them? Like, how many would like to take control of that? Or is it just one more task? That, see, to me, it's like another chore for your mom, Shannon, that she's got to do.
Totally.
Why does she say, look, you're a grown-ass man. Go buy your own clothes.
It's been years.
I kind of hate this because it does make the guys sound like, I don't know how to dress myself.
Yes, it does.
First pants, then shoes. You know, it's like, I feel like an idiot a little bit. But then again, if your mom's out at the store and she sees something that your dad would like, pick it up. It's fine.
Yep.
Can we get calls from women on this, especially, of why you dress your man? Is it because he's inept? Is it because he embarrasses you when you go out? Is it because he's too lazy? Is it because he buys those pants that are too tight and so he's got Dunlop disease going, you know?
Oh, God.
He's got those. He needs to be in like 38s, but he buys 32s and
front
he's
butt.
Just hanging out with the front. Allie's first one up. Good morning, Allie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you know about this?
Well, my husband and I have been married for 20 years, and when we were first dating, he wore those shirts with no collars. That was way, you know, the button-up shirts with no collars. It was horrible. So after we got married, I slowly started throwing those away. And he would say, oh, I haven't seen that shirt for a while. And I was like, yeah, me neither. And then I just started replacing it with stuff, and he just...
Oh, you're sneaky.
Put it on.
You are sneaky. Well, I haven't seen this shirt before. It fits really nice.
Yeah, and he used to get so mad that I'd call it an outfit. Like, I don't know if that outfit works. He's like, men do not wear outfits.
That's a great
years,
point.
He calls them outfits now.
So. Oh, that's really
that's
funny.
That's really funny.
You know, I wonder, and this, and I'm not trying to be all sexist or anything. Just bear with me. We're just talking here. But I'm wondering if there's a little bit of an element, because I'm just asking the question, is there a little bit of the element of how girls growing up dress their dolls, including their Ken doll? And so you've had years of outfitting boys in a way.
Sure, yeah.
You dress them, so why your husband is almost like your life-size Ken doll.
Oh, totally. I totally agree with that. And I think it's great.
He's like your own mannequin.
Yeah.
And I think in general, ladies have just a little better eye for style, you know? Like, I feel like most guys really don't focus on style. They just focus on comfort, you know?
And they don't really care. They're just trying to make the woman, you know, think they're sexy. So why not buy them stuff that turns you on?
Right, that you enjoy. You got to look at his ugly mug.
That's a good point. Why not buy it? Yeah, you know what? How could a guy argue with that? If that's what turns you on...
And right. Have at it.
Allie, have a great day. Thank you very much for that call. Here's Diana. Good morning, Diana. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What can you add to this?
Well, so my grandparents were married for 50 years, and my grandmother dressed my grandpa, and they had coordinating outfits for 50 years. And then after she passed away, he had to look at photo albums to figure out what matched because he couldn't do it himself.
Oh, poor grandpa.
No.
You poor grandpa.
It was so adorable.
I wonder if she left.
Oh, here's Monday's outfit.
That's funny. I wonder if she left instructions in any way. Now, listen, if I'm not here.
Listen, look at the tags. I wrote number one on the pants and number one on the shirt. Match them up.
Belt matches shoes. Socks match pants.
Right. Oh.
I think there's a business for that out there somewhere. Someone needs to do that as a job.
I think it's your calling, Diana.
There you go.
Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
See ya.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that. All right, some guy wants to sound off. Hey, Roman, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What do you
good.
Say?
No, what I'm saying, my wife, she's buying all my clothes for probably over 20 years, and she's getting much better day by day. And the only thing I'm buying for myself, it's only shoes. The shoes I'm very picky, but all the other clothes, she got my size, she got my style. She
and you're fine. You're
one.
Fine with it, huh? Because you don't have to shop, right?
Why does she do this?
Because, you know, I don't like shopping, and I don't get in the store over 10, 20 minutes. I have to leave the store.
Yeah, we get antsy.
You're impatient. Listen, Roman.
You're brilliant.
How do you look? What are you wearing today? How do you look today?
I got jeans and the shorts.
That's it, huh?
That's all she needs to do
simple.
For you, I guess. Simple. You're a simple man, but a good man.
Nice shoes, too.
Go have a great day, buddy.